Gave agus fáilte go dtí an clár cum an lúg clás géan le seachtain na seo le mí Tom Comac with you and well an extended program tonight a county final special of course the showcase of the Donegal football year is on Sunday. It's the RT Radio na Gaeltacht, the Donegal senior football championship final. It's the defending champion St Junans against one of their arch rivals in recent years, Niamh Connell. They go head to head on Sunday afternoon in McCool Park, 4 p.m. throw in for that one. And well, Ardra and Glen Swinney are also part of the bill on Sunday as well. They're appearing in the reserve championship final. We'll talk a little bit about that later as well. Coming up on tonight's program, first of all, I'm delighted to see I'm joined here in studio by a number of men from both clubs. Daniel McGeehan is the chairman of Niamh Connell. Daniel is with us. We're also joined by Cathal Green, chairman of St Junans, and by Connie Maguire, who of course is St Junans official and long-terming official, but also a former Niamh Connell player and I suppose a native of Glenties as well. First of all, gentlemen, you're all very welcome to the programme tonight, and obviously looking forward to a big weekend of football.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, coming up also on tonight's programme, we'll hear from Joseph Doherty and Ardra. Brian McAniff is joining us from Bundoran. And much later in the programme as well, we'll be joined by John Joe Doherty, captain of the Niamh Columba Senior Football Championship team from 1990. Of course, they've been honoured on Sunday as well in McCool Park. We'll get their thoughts and their memories of their special days later in the programme. And we'll also get their thoughts on the county final, of course. An intriguing contest in prospect with two of the top sides, and no great surprise, I suppose, either of them are in the final. Just before we talk to Daniel, to Carl and to Connie, first of all about the mood in both camps and their own probably memories and any other little stories they have to tell, just to remind you once again, you can text us here on Highland Radio on 086 77 00 55. We'd be delighted to hear from you if you have any questions or any comments to make about Sunday's final, or indeed about any issue that we may take up in later programmes. We may not discuss them tonight because we're going to concentrate obviously on that Donegal Senior Football Championship final meeting of St Junans and, as I say, Niamh Connell in McCool Park on Sunday afternoon. And I suppose, first of all, Cathal Green, it's nearly an annual event now for you coming up here to chat to us, and St Junans back in another final.
Well, we're fairly regular in the final in the last few years. You know, since 2005, we've been thereabouts maybe 10 times. We lost two, and we won five or six in the meantime. Five more than six, and hopefully going for the sixth one on Sunday. So it is a fairly regular thing, but we're not big-headed. More certainly are not taking Niamh Connell for granted. So,
well, we'll leave the propaganda for now, actually. We'll just talk. I'll have a bit of crack and talk about football. Yeah. We'll have the propaganda later. But no sign of football fatigue at all, or county championship fatigue in St. Junans.
No, there definitely is not. And we have a very effective manager at the minute who has brought the lads on in the last 2 years. Maxi Corn, and they're training very hard Sunday mornings at 8:30. And as far as I understand, yesterday, this evening as well, they're away out of the county for a training session. So there is no slacking off there. We got warning from Glenties or from Niamh Connell a few weeks ago, if you recall, Tom, in O'Donnell Park. Yeah. So we're not taking them for granted. They're a very, very able team. They're all over the field. A lot of good players. Maybe when we played, Niamh Mihal and Glen Swilly, that their overall team wasn't as effective as what St. Niamh Connell are.
Hmm. We'll talk about those games, and we'll talk about obviously a little bit more in depth about their prospects and where the games can be won and lost. In terms of Is the build-up low-key enough, or does it you just become natural and you just expect it and it just happens?
Well, I don't know what it's like in Glenties or in that area, but it's very hard to get them interested until maybe Saturday or Sunday in Letterkenny. There are a number of flags out, and we are aware of it, but it's no more than maybe in the past when I was working in Ballyshannon, Bundoran, and they were there so regular maybe that they took it for granted, but... It's going all right.
Connie's flicking through a record book there, and I think we're picking it up on sound. So just be careful, Connie, of that. We'll go to you in a minute. Daniel McGeehan, I know maybe not quite as regularly as St. Jonah's, but it's been a good spell as well for Niamh Connell. This is your fourth final, is it, in 10 years? Fifth?
Yeah, it is, Tom. And like that, we're... putting in a big effort over the last number of years, and it's beginning to show. And like St. Union's, we're there on merit. The mood in the camp is very, very good at the moment. Expectations are that we're going to have a very, very keenly contested final. And players, mentors, and everybody else looking forward to it.
Yeah, and tell me, the first championship success was in 2005. And Niamh Connell and Lenty's great traditional area. How come it took so long?
Well, the man down here on my left-hand side would have been part of a team that progressed to a final in 1965.
That's Connie Maguire.
Well,
of course, it's changed sides now.
Well, we'll leave that for another day, Tom. But there were great expectations of that team, but unfortunately at the time...
What year was that?
That was 1965, where we were lost to a great St. Joseph's team after a replay. But after that, a lot of people would say emigration had a big effect on it. People moved, like Connie, Pat Conaghan, who were both members of that team, they moved on. They were apprentices with the ESB. And, of course, the centre for work even at that time would have been Letterkenny. And clubs like ours would have
Lenty's loss was Letterkenny's gain. Yeah. And I think probably Connie... Pat went on to win a championship with St. Jonas. I'm not sure if you did you, Connie?
No,
you didn't. That's Connie Duffy, Connie Maguire here with us as well, of course. Former Niamh Connell player, and now of course stalwart of St. Junan's, and better known, I suppose, among the younger generation as a St. Junan's official, and long time man in looking after O'Donnell Park. And suppose, Connie, you were part of that 65 team, a great tradition in Glenties, and I know maybe you came here to talk more about St. Junan's tonight, but you know, Glenties were in finals way back in the 20s, I think.
They were, but... as Daniel said, Tom, emigration, especially in that part of the west to the county, played a major part, and teams like Glenties and Dardra and not progressing as well as they should have. Certainly, up to underage level, things would be going grand, but then people just emigrated, and the teams were left with bare 15 days. So. Mm-hmm. Things didn't progress just as well as people would have hoped.
Yeah. So, what brought about the change, Daniel? Because, you know, we've had emigration since in the 50s and 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, literally every decade.
Yeah, well, social changes came into play too, Tom. Like, about 1968, the McDevitt Institute, which I would say Connie remembers quite fondly, ceased to be in existence, and the comprehensive school was opened. Whereas the tech, as we called it, gave 2 years education, this was given 5 years education, and there was an opening then for people to go forward to university and such places like the Technical College in Letterkenny, what is now the LYIT, and that kept a lot of people at home and nearer home. Like I think it's fair to say now that of our present squad, I think from the 2012 team, one may have emigrated, but he is actually back. He's actually back working now. He emigrated to Australia. That was Kieran Boyle, and he's back now working in London, and the hope is that he will be back in Ireland. So that would have been a big change. I mean, towns like Letterkenny, Donegal Town, Killybegs would have been centres of employment.
And if you move to Letterkenny or Donegal Town now, it doesn't mean you can't be home, because most people still live at home.
Yeah, commuting is so easy now.
Yeah.
Compared to what it was.
And tell me, when you were growing up, who were the big name? Who were the big stalwarts? Who were the men that kept the flag going? Who were the men you looked up to?
I was thinking about that just the other day there. One of the first people that I remember taking me on board would have been Davy Brennan, the late Davy Brennan, who was a great stalwart. And
of course, the park's named after him.
Is named after him. And I mean, Danny Boyle, people like Jimmy McKelvey, Eugene Boyle, who later on moved then to Thurston Order. Then there were, you know, there were a lot of great players as well. The likes of Leo McAloon, Frankie Campbell, of course. Bernie Gilday, these were people that as young fellas we would have looked up to. But as unfortunately we said earlier, a lot of them moved off. Frankie Campbell, I remember going to London, Leo went away, Bernie Gilday was a guard down in Sligo. He would have transferred down there because again the commuting wouldn't have been that easy.
Anyway, back to you, Cathal. Obviously St Junan's, they have different problems, bigger town, bigger population, and not the same difficulty maybe recruiting players and number, certainly, say like a small town like Neve Connell, but maybe greater difficulty holding on to them.
Well, maybe there is, you know, it is a big town, but there's still a small enough catchment area for players, and you know, it's not, I think it's the effort that the mentors put in from under six up. You know, Glenties have been far more successful maybe underage than Unions in the last number of years, and obviously that's coming to fruition on Sunday. You know, their underage structure has been brilliant. They've been winning under 12s, under 16s and so on, far more regular than Unions. But you know, I think it's down to that the effort that started being made in the early, especially in the early 2000s. And
probably early 90s, was it?
Maybe. Early 90s. I took an under 10 team myself, and I'm happy that Rory Kavanagh was on it because for the community games.
Yeah.
And it started there in poor, very poor conditions in a field adjacent to O'Donnell Park. And if I'm talking about O'Donnell Park, I must remind these two Glenties men that, and Connie knows well, that our park is named after a Glenties Cardinal O'Donnell.
Yeah.
So we're very cosmopolitan in Letterkenny.
Yeah. There we must just leave it for a moment. Right after these, we'll probably be joined by Joe Doherty to reflect on his famous day in McCool Park back in 2000, actually. Falter Rash, could you and Clare come and look last game of Shockman? An extended GA programme tonight here until 9:30. Of course, it's a county final special. St Junan's and Neve Connell meeting in that final on Sunday in McCool Park, 4 p.m. throw in for that particular game. And just for anybody that might be of interest, the Donegal County Board have interested in a very interesting scheme where you can actually pre-purchase tickets for that game at your local Super Value or Centre Outfit, or indeed at the Donegal GAA office. I haven't got the sheet now or had the details on it, but you can purchase pre-purchase tickets for the final on Sunday at the GAA office in Ballybuffet. Those of you who know it, it's on the way down to McCool Park or at the Super Value or other outlets in the county, or you can also get it on ticket.ie, and there's also a discount, believe it or not, so you're getting better value there for €13, which is €2 cheaper than you would pay on the admission price. So it'll save you a queue, so it'll mean you'll be able to stay on and watch the rugby match a little bit longer before you head to McCool Park on Sunday. So that's a very good scheme, and the Donegal County Board should be congratulated on that. And obviously we're looking forward to good weather as well. I think Hall Green has the statue out, or whatever we call it. What is it? What do you call the famous statue that you put out when you don't want rain? What is it? There's a statue of some kind. Daniel McGeehan doesn't know it either, my God. Statue, Child of Prague.
We certainly don't want rain.
That's the voice of Cathal Green. Of course, he's the chairman of the St Junan's Club. He's here with me tonight, along with St Clonan's Club member and former Neve Connell player Connie McGuire, and I'm also joined by Daniel McGeehan, the chairman of the Niamh Colan Club, of course, a former player with the club, and indeed a former Gaelic goalkeeper as well, if my memory serves me right, Danny, many, many moons ago. But obviously, Danny, big thing for a small town or a town like Glenty's rural area by and large, and you know you have so many family ties and everything, but it's a special day for one family tomorrow or on Sunday in actual fact, the Thompson family, four brothers playing in a county final, or looks like it anyway. We're not trying to pick the team for Martin Regan or for Carl Corey, but it looks like there's going to be four Thompsons playing.
Well, assuming that is the case, Tom, it is a huge occasion for them, and it's a unique occasion, and the family must be very proud of them. I'm particularly delighted for Aaron and Kieran, who have come in the latter stage. We all know what Anthony and Leon have done, but Aaron fought his way. I mean, I'm probably right in saying this, maybe 3 years ago, Aaron would have been a reserve player.
Yeah.
By heavens, did he. He worked so, so hard, and he's built himself up now to the stage where he'll be in contention for any team. Kieran has come through the minor, all the underage ranks, minor and under 21. And
he's still only 20, I think, yeah.
He is only 20, yeah. And he is now more or less, he has a permanent fixture on the team.
Yeah, and of course, the mother, Mary Thompson, a great stalwart of the club. And
Mary is. And
manage the cup of tea, anyone that goes down to the clubhouse.
And Tony as well. There would be a
good Roscommon man as well.
Tulse Lord Edwards.
Yeah. Anyway, as we said, it's a great occasion and a great honour. And, they're not the first family, we thought maybe earlier in the week, but when we started looking through the record books, they're not the first family or four brothers that played in it. Back in 2000, four Dohertys from Ardra, Eamon, Joseph, Connell and Michael, all featured in the county final on that occasion, won by Ardra. And I see him joined by Joseph Doherty on the phone. Joseph, good night to you.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Well, we heard us talking there about the four Thompsons, Aaron, Anthony, Kieran and Leon all playing on Sunday. Big occasion for them. You experienced that? What was it like? Or was it any different?
Yeah, no, it was a massive thing back in 2000 as well. It was remarked, and it was compared to, I think it was the Lafferty's and Baba Faith around the same time, that had only happened once before. And you know, it was a great thing, and especially, like, you know, the playing of it. The thought of winning a county title with your club is one thing, but having three brothers alongside you, it's something special, to be honest.
Yeah, and you were in the full back line, I think, with your brother Eamon, was that right?
Yeah, I was at cornerback, and Eamon was at full back. Eamon was also captain of the team, which was something special. It was 19 years since we had lifted the trophy at that time, so there was a lot of expectancy from that team, you know.
And just remind us again how you played in that final.
How I played?
No. Who did
we
play?
We played St Junians at that time.
Yeah. So I upset the odds, I think, a little bit, from my memory.
Well, from what my memory is, I think one of our local papers that will remain nameless.
The Donegal Democrat, the jury.
13-1 in favour of St Junians, I think, on the vote.
Yeah. I think the unions at that stage used to dread the Donegal Democrat jury. I'm not sure.
I think it'll be a lot tighter this time now, to be honest.
And tell me, obviously, great experience. Big build-up, I suppose. There was a certain amount of spotlight on you guys, the fact that there was four brothers, I'm sure, as well.
Yeah, it was massive at the time, from what I remember. You know, like, we're a very tight-knit team anyway, and a good group of lads, but, like, the family thing definitely was. Like, I know myself, like, winning ball in the full-back line, you're always looking for Michael or Eamon kind of thing, and then, of course, you had key leaders on the team at that time too, like Sir Damien Diver and that came in, and were, you know, very influential players, you know.
Yeah, and who were you marking that day? What do you recall of St Junan's?
Jeez, I don't remember a wild pile. And I know Brenton Kilcoyne was in there, and Kevin Winston was in there around that time, and we could have been picking up any of the two of them on plenty of occasions, you know.
Yeah. And that was the first final for you, was it?
That was our first final, yeah.
Yeah. And what was the experience like of playing in a county final?
Well, it's sort of, when you're growing up and you're playing with your club, that's where you want to be, in county finals. I never had the privilege at underage to play in a county final. You know, Michael and Eamon had, and Connell had, at different occasions underage. And that was my very first sort of I had played at reserve in 95, I think it was, and we obviously we were beaten that final, so it was a big, big thing for me to be in the senior team and be playing football that time in a county final. It was it was really, really meant everything like at that stage.
And as we said, you went on to win it as well.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the reserve there. Of course, our Ardrar are in the reserve final playing Glenswilly on Sunday afternoon as well.
Yeah, like alluding back to that, in 95, we had a man, a good club man of our own, John Gallagher, who the reserve trophy is named after now, who died tragically after that. You know, and I'd like to wish Mark Casty's reserves all the best in that final, and hopefully they can bring that John Gallagher Cup home with them this time.
And tell me, any blue and white flags up in our draw this week?
I have noticed an odd one, all right. Noticed an odd one in the way. And like, as I say, the two communities are that close. There's a lot of links between the two communities, you know. And as you well know, my own brother, Eamon, his son, Owen, who played in the last day, who made a surprise appearance in the semi-final, may feature again on Sunday, you know.
Yes, only 17, making his championship debut and scored one of the goals.
Yeah, scored one and I think set up two from what I recall. It's some debut, to be honest.
Yeah, so obviously there will be a lot of interest in our draw in the final, and they are neighbours after all.
Yeah, exactly. Like as I say, Owen is about both towns and he's very popular in both towns. You know, he's a great young fella and it's great to see him do well and make his breakthrough at senior level. And, you know, he has a family connection there as well with his own uncle Kevin playing at cornerback, or well, has featured at cornerback in recent games. You know, so they have the family connection this time as well.
So between you, Daniel McGee and myself, we have picked half the Leniv Connell team for Martin Regina and Cahal Corey. So
that's an easy enough job, isn't it?
And tell me, looking ahead to the final, who do you fancy? What's your thoughts on it?
Well, to be honest, looking back over the year, and you know, I think the two best teams in the county at present are in the final. And that's no disrespect to any other team, like, but I think on performances this year, they've definitely been streets ahead of everybody. And taking into light that you mentioned that St. Union's lost at home in the championship already to Niamh Connell, I don't think that's going to be a major influence in the game, because I know teams have changed a bit since that. Both teams have, you know, players in and players out and different things. But I think it's going to be one of the tightest finals for a long time. I think it's going to be very, very close. I just have a sneak feeling that Niamh Connell will sneak it in the end.
And just what type of game, you know, we're suppose longing for a good final. Has this the potential to be one, or is it going to be one of those dour tactical battles?
I don't think so. I know back in 2005 it was that way, but I think at that stage, Niamh Connell were playing to their strengths. They were a very young and inexperienced side. But I think both teams have a lot of really good footballers. Especially, you know, looking at the Niamh Connell forward line, they can get scores from anywhere. And I think that maybe might swing the balance at the end of the day. I know St. Junan's very strong up the middle and defensively. So, you know, it makes for a very interesting affair. But I think both teams, their style of football right now is going out to win games rather than to stay in games.
Yeah.
And I think they both have the attitude of wanting to win, which should make for a good game.
Emma or Joe, look, at congratulations again on winning yourselves, and I've been one of those families. You're quite right. The Lafferty's from Ballybuffet played with McCool's in the 50s and 60s. Bernard, Harry, Michael and John. John actually captained the team to defeat Kilcar in that final in 1959. So the Thompson set to join the Lafferty's and the Dohertys in that unique position of being four brothers on the team on county final day. My thanks, Eamon, and enjoy the game on Sunday, and hope all the best to our draw as well in the reserve final. We're just going to take a short break now before we go to the news, and we're not ready to go for the break yet. And well, obviously, Daniel McGee, and that's encouraging that everybody in our draw has the odd blue and white flag up there as well.
Yeah, well, as Joseph said there, like, the connections are vast. I mean, we have another player then who's grandmother is from Ardra. There's Derry Geller's father's from Ardra.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, there's lots and lots of lots and lots of family connections there.
Yeah, yeah. So looking forward to that. So be wary of that combination, Cathal Green and St Junan's.
We are aware of those players. We are aware that
Have you any brothers on the team? No brothers at all, no connections at all. But it's interesting though to hear Joseph Doherty there speak of 2000 and defeating St Junan's in the final. Rory Kavanagh, John Hearn, obviously Kevin Rafferty and Conall Dunn were still playing back then as well. So that's
my memory of that match, especially Union's losing, was that Damien Dever ran the show for Ardra. He was the best player on the field. If we could have held him, we had a chance of winning.
We're just coming up to news. We're going to have a short break, and when we return, we'll be joined by Brian McInniff, and of course, coming up later in the programme as well, be joined by the captain of the Naoimh Columbus Championship winning side from 1990, John Joe Doherty. My guests here of Cathal Green, Connie Maguire, and Daniel McGeehan are going to stay with us. But for now, we head to the newsroom in Dublin to get the latest news.